Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Well, listen, Gabby, we know you're a little young, but we always ask our guests this. Have you seen the movie Hoop Dreams?
I have seen the movie.
What?
I saw it not too long ago. I think it was when this podcast was first mentioned to me, and I was like, oh, let's check it out, because why have I never heard about it or anything? And I watched it, and I thought it was very interesting. I think the part that was most interesting to me was at the end when they're asking you guys about the NBA and how your dreams still affect you. You guys kind of were like, yeah, the NBA, if I get there, that's cool, but like, I'm more focused on other things. And I think that's something that you can see a lot in sports today, especially now with like social media and how kids are worked and with NIL. Like, going professional is more of a, if it happens, it happens. And kids have started to focus their goals more on like, what can I get out of this basketball thing while I'm in it?
Man, on today's show, we got a different kind of guest. And I say that with the highest respect, because it's a level that I love. It's a level that I think we need more of. What we have today is a graduate of the infamous, the famous IMG Academy, where she was a team captain for 3 years. Ooh. Get this, AG, a three-time defensive player of the year. Not one, not two, but three times. Then she was selected to the All-State second team and All-Conference honorable mention, and helped lead IMG to the first women's basketball team to the Geico National. Come on, she hooping. She is now a sophomore guard at the prestigious Harvard University. And on top of her basketball career, she's an entrepreneur, meaning she out there getting that money. An artist with her own company, Graffiti by Gabby, and is navigating her way through the world of the NIL deal. Mm. We'd like to welcome to the Hoop Dreams podcast, the one, the only, and the future, Gabriella Anderson. Welcome to the show.
Thank you guys for having me. Happy to be there. Every time I hear that bio, I'm like, oh.
Absolutely. You come with it. You got it. Well, again, welcome to the show. I'm Will Gates. That's my man, Arthur A.G.
In the building.
I reached out to your coach this morning over at IMG, your former coach, Cordell Henry, and I wasn't able to get back with him. But you got to give me something about Coach Cordell that I can get on him about. You got to give us something. Before we do anything, I need to have an upper hand on him about something, because I know I'm going to need a favor somewhere down the road.
Cordell's a smooth guy. He's very consistent. But I will say, if you play him in one-on-one, now he may look young, he may look fast, but after the first three baskets, his hands are on his knees and he can't go no more.
So that's it, huh? Say, hey, so what you're saying, it is true. You can't beat time. That's what you're saying. Well, Gabby, you know, we this is the Hoop Dreams podcast, and but the reality is, this is your podcast. This is really the Gabby Anderson podcast today, because it's all about you. We want to know about you. So tell us, where did you grow up? Talk about your household growing up, brothers, sisters. Give us some background on you.
Yeah, I grew up, it was me and my mom. for a long time. So I come from a single parent household. Mm. I love my mom. She created the best childhood ever. She brands herself on that because I swear I wasn't missing out on anything. I went to the best schools. We lived in nice apartments always. I never struggled for anything. And I think it's something I didn't even notice until I got old enough to like really start understanding like how much things cost and how much work it takes to make the money to pay off the things that cost. I went to private school my whole life up until eighth grade when we moved to Ohio. So at first I lived in Arkansas, Arkansas native, my whole family. So it was great. We were black people. We went to school. That's where I learned how to ball and everything. You know, a little Southern in me. It gets a little scrappy down there. But I feel like my childhood was something that shaped me heavily because my mom taught me that no matter where you're coming from and or what you're doing, it's your mindset that really puts you in the position that needs to put you in.
Gabby, let me ask you, what part of Arkansas?
Little Rock.
Little, oh yeah. Yes. Yes. The proving grounds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you know what I gotta ask? You know, we talking about your household and the sport. Who put that ball in your hand?
Oh, okay. Okay. A lot of people tried. And actually I kinda got bribed into doing it. My whole family has played basketball. Yeah, my whole family played basketball. My dad was a professional football player. My aunts played basketball. My mom played basketball. And they all really wanted me to do it. And I think because they all really wanted me to do it, I was scared that I wouldn't do it well enough for how they do it. So when I was young, I was like, I don't know. But then I ended up playing soccer. And my mom said, listen, I'll put all my effort and time and energy into soccer if you try out this basketball. Just one season. And I ended up trying it and loving it. So we ended up doing both for a long time. But
wow.
My mom definitely was the one who was like, we're not throwing away opportunities. Let's just try.
Mm.
Mm. So mom saw the vision for you.
Mom saw the vision. Mom likes indoor sports. She had me. She has tried every sport under the book. She was not a fan of soccer, but I was good at it and I liked it. So we did it. She was very much so into trying new things because she thought keeping me busy and finding new talents would help me in the long run, which it did. Paid off.
Gabby, let me ask you this. Now, I've heard this from Steve Nash, but since you played the sport, I want to know if it's true. Does playing soccer help you in basketball? Have you seen that in your skills? Like
100%.
Your footwork or how you can get angles and placement and stuff like that? Is that true?
100%. I think one of the reasons why my defense thrives is because I have a strong soccer mindset when it comes to it. Because, you know, the soccer field is so long, yeah, and you're not always going to be able to go one-on-one with someone, and you have to anticipate early. You got to see the pass before it happens in order to get a good skill.
Wow.
And that's helped me in basketball. I always say that defense moves in slow motion for me. Most people are like, oh, when I play offense, like, it's easy. The game is going slow. Defense is just like that for me. It's slow. I see it before it's going on.
Wow.
Woman after my own heart. A woman after my own. Listen, I was a defensive person too. I understand it. You got to know the spots.
Wow.
You anticipate it. It's interesting because when I was reading, I was looking up all of your awards and reading up on you. One thing they kept throwing out there, defense, 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 defense. And my question for you is, because reality is we live in a time now, if you ain't getting buckets, nobody even want to, you know, they ain't talking about the person that's stopping people, even though you hear this trait all the time. Defense wins championships, but they don't celebrate defense. How have you, especially for our young women that are listening, our young boys that are listening, how have you been able to stay motivated and keep yourself motivated to do the dirty work?
It actually stems from also playing soccer. So I was into soccer for a long time. And so by the time I decided to focus on basketball, I was a step behind, especially when it came to certain skills and just having a higher IQ than others. And so I learned that one thing that I could always do better than everyone else was out hustling and out working. And that's what I did. Defense is using your brain and having more grit than the other person. And every game I step in, I've learned, like, at the end of the day, you're going to do what you're going to do, but I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do it much harder than you're going to do it. And I found that even though I play on top teams or I go to these great schools, this, that, and the third, those teams already have their star players who are going to drop 30. They got three different girls fighting over the ball trying to decide who's going to get the next shot. And you see all those girls, they want me on the court so that way they don't have to do the dirty work. I'm the person that their best friends with, and they're like, Coach, put Gabby in the game. This girl, she's dribbling too much. She's doing too much. I need someone to guard her so I can work on making my highlight tape.
Absolutely. But did you hear all of that? Like, I caught everything you said. The first thing I caught you said was, I found my niche. I found something that I knew that can get me on the basketball court. I think a lot of young athletes, they only think there's one way to get on the court, and they think they just got to score.
Yeah.
The other thing I heard you say was, because I developed a passion for it, it actually got you the attention.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
That other people are running around still trying to get. And then the third thing I heard you say was that your teammates start saying, we need Gabby out here or we ain't going to win. Like, how does that make you feel knowing that, especially when you're in high school, that you're being validated by your peers like that?
I loved it. Going into high school, I was a little shy because I was a little nervous, all these other older girls. And then I finally got the validation because they were like, girl, you like, this is your thing. You're really good at this one thing. And I started embracing that role and my teammates really helped me. I think that's one thing why I've grown into such a leader. I loved being team captain in high school, especially because I knew that I wasn't a selfish player and that all of my work, like me diving on the floor, me sacrificing this and that on the court, like it was all out of my heart because I wanted to win the game and I wanted to do that for my team.
Yeah.
I love the bond and I love being uplifted. And I always hope that I do that for my teammates as well.
Not many people can say, you know, they are 3-time defensive, you know what I'm saying, player of the year. Like that's some tough ish right there. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's, I love it. So how do you go from Ohio to Florida? Give us how do you get to IMG?
Yeah.
IMG was a big surprise for me, actually. It was during COVID and everything, and online school was not for me. Personally, they made it pass-fail, and pass-fail means I only need to turn in 2 assignments.
Oh, wow.
I turned in my 2 assignments, and I was done. But I knew my future was much bigger than that because I knew I wanted to go to a higher academic school, and I was already way ahead in school, and so I was taking the back burner, and that wasn't going to work out in the long run. So my mom was looking at new schools for me to go to. And the schools in my area, I wasn't feeling it. They weren't for me. They weren't for me. It was either I felt uncomfortable in the environment and I was going to get education or I wasn't getting the best education. And the environment wasn't befitting of the person I wanted to be.
Mm.
So my mom came to me one day and was like, listen, I pulled my contacts around. I figured it out. IMG Academy, look it up, I'm going to visit. I went on a visit, I met Coach Shell Daly, who I absolutely love. And that's what I knew. I was like, I'm going to IMG Academy. This is an opportunity I could never pass up. Because
mm-hmm.
You step on campus, like, you hear all this stuff, but you step on campus and you see it, and they actually present you with the offer to go there.
Now, you got 5 viewers out there. Everybody can't go or haven't been. I mean, if you Google it, you can go to their page. But give the viewers a small interpretation of how IMG Academy is structured, built. I mean, it's like a damn college campus, for God's sake. Like, in high school, though. I mean, just give us that.
Yes, in high school. First, I will say IMG Academy's campus is probably 10 times better than your average college, which sounds really crazy, but I will say I miss some of the amenities there. They have some really nice stuff. I mean, they are partnered with Gatorade, and they do, like, Gatorade tests. You get the new Gatorade products early. You have the best training facilities. You have multiple weight rooms on campus. Campus is split into two separate parts, East Campus and West Campus. And there are so many sports, and everyone who goes to this school is an athlete. So the mindset is very different when on campus. Everybody is practicing their sport. Everyone is focused on going to college. Everyone at that school graduates and goes to college. And I think that was a big thing for me.
Wow.
Like, if you think about it, when you're there, like, I was shocked. Because knowing where I came from, I would be the only person getting good shots in the gym before practice and or after practice. I went to IMG Academy. The gym's full. I'm here after practice. They're like, oh, you got to get off. You got to come back later.
Damn.
This is how it works. Everyone is here. And I think the level of excellence really leveled up for me because I was no longer the only one. I was in a whole school full of people who were striving to be better and were striving for something. And it's also great because IMG had so many connections and introduced me to so many people and gave me so many opportunities, which is one thing I love. So IMG Academy it's a full-on powerhouse. It is it's like your ultimate prep for college in high school.
So let me ask you this, Gabby. Is it I mean, I know the scouting services and things like that, but do IMG offer scholarships? Because I know it's a tuition-based school or whatever, but is it, you know, is mostly like if you don't have the money, is there, you know, how would someone coming from a disenfranchised area afford to be IMG? But have the talent to go there, but don't have the funds. Would they be offered a scholarship, or how does that work?
Yeah, IMG offers aid. So you have to get into the school. And then once you get into the school, you are offered aid. You're actually not supposed to talk about it when you're on campus, but I am graduated. I had to earn my scholarship. So the first year, my mom buckled down and she got aid, and so we figured out a way how to pay for my first year, and it was a lot. It was a whole lot. And I talked to my coach and I was like, coach, I will not be back because I will not put my mom through that again.
Wow. Like,
that was a lot of work. That was a lot of work. I won't be back. And my coach was like, you earned it. And the next year it was all fine again. It was paid for. It was great. So I definitely think a lot of times if you are recruited to go to IMG, most likely they'll offer you aid, especially if you're good. And I think money can be earned. Some of the things you get at IMG is just flat out earned. You work hard, people notice, especially at IMG. They notice.
And it don't matter. I mean, it don't hurt that the school is in where? A sunny place like Florida?
Bradenton, Florida?
Dang!
Bradenton, Florida.
What?
I mean, there's a pool on campus. And we used to have a pool party like every week. It was great. It was living the life. It was definitely a movie.
sound like she's living the hoop dream. That's what it sounded like to me. You was living the
hoop dream in high school. Damn.
So tell us this, Gabby. You know, you're a young athlete. You at this prestigious high school. What was the moment? This is actually more of a two-part question. What was the moment when you felt like you belonged there? Because I remember when I was at St. Joe's, AG and I was at St. Joe's, it was a prestigious high school, not on the level of AMG, because you guys offer everything. Now, people think it's just basketball, but IMG is a sports academy. They offer all sports. But what was that moment for you when you felt like, I belong here?
in full honesty, it was practice one day, and this was at the time when the WNBA was on campus, and so we weren't allowed to practice in the actual gyms, but we had this bubble. When we were in the bubble, we had just come from conditioning outside, and I think we were playing, I think it was like 1v2, and you only got out the drill if you beat the two people and scored. And I was like the first person out the drill, and then after that, we elected captain. And my team elected me first, and my coach talked to me after, and she was like, did you know every single person voted for you? And I think that's when I really knew. I was like, oh, this is going to be my place, and I can really make a difference here. Because maybe if I didn't feel it yet, everybody else felt it. And I think that was one thing that really set the precedent for how I treated the rest of IMG.
I love that. I think that's right on money. I think our young listeners need to hear that, because sometimes you got to be ushered into your greatness. Sometimes you don't always see it, you know.
You just being you. I
mean, even when the coach coming to, yeah. But the fact that the coach came to you, you know, people don't recognize how coaches can make or break you. And the fact that the coach came to you and said, hey, listen, we need you. We want you. Now, my other part of this question is, you at IMG, you doing your thing. And it's interesting that you said during that time, the WNBA, because that's when they had, because of COVID, they were having their games there. Who were some of the players that you looked up to that inspired your game?
Players that I looked up to that inspired my game. It was kind of crazy during that time. I didn't get to see any of the WNBA players while I was on campus, which I was actually super sad about, because I thought we were going to get to experience a little bit of that, you know, WNBA treatment, see what's going on, see a practice. No, I didn't get to do any of that. I love Aja Wilson. I think she is absolutely, she's a dog. She's amazing. Especially the season she just had. She's absolutely amazing. Mm.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I think one thing that definitely inspired me this past year, so I tore my ACL in January. And I've had, and it's been a long process getting back, and I'm feeling myself just thinking about, like, am I going to be the same player when I get back? Like, how am I going to feel once I get out there? And I was just seeing Aja because a lot of people doubted her. And even last season, after she performed amazingly, they still doubted her. And this season, she came back and was like, no matter the odds, no matter what's going on, I'm still going to whoop your ass. Mm-hmm. And I love that. Yeah. It was amazing to me, because she just did it. And she did it everything consistently. Like, it was just easy. And I think that's the kind of mindset that I want, and something that I aspire and look up to.
So where, let me ask you this, if this question is not too, where are you at right now mentally in your head with overcoming, coming back from that ACL? Where you at right now? Are you thinking about it, or have you gotten over it and said, my body feels, is speaking to me like I'm back?
I feel fine. I get clear contact, and I'm actually so excited. I think it's been a long process, and I think I've felt ready. And I just want the opportunity to prove that I'm ready.
So your goal is to play this season then?
Most definitely.
Oh, all right. All right.
We're in a non-conference right now, and it hurt missing a few of those games.
Oh, look at that.
I'm going to be back before conference.
There you go.
I love it. I love it. Ooh. I love it. Now, before we jump into your college, this is leading up to college. How did you get to Harvard, and were there other schools recruiting you? Because I'm just thinking, it's like, you know, you got a lot of accolades behind your name. But I'm interested, the first part of the question is, what was the college process like, recruiting process? And then how did you choose Harvard?
And how many black people on the campus at Harvard?
It's not the first time I got that question. No, the recruiting process is special. So that one thing I learned early, just from playing with girls on my AU team, is that you have to make the recruiting process your own, because it looks different from everyone. And I definitely took that into account once I started getting recruited heavily. So at first, I was a sophomore and I was not getting recruited very heavily, and I was a little nervous. I'll be very honest. I was nervous because I knew some of my friends. I had a friend who had committed, and she committed so early, and I was like, dang, am I behind? What's going on? And then we entered COVID, and people were jumping out the portal left and right, jumping into the portal. People's spots were getting took, and it was one thing that made me super nervous. But then my junior year, like right before my junior year that summer, I don't know what happened. I don't know what I did. If I'm fully honest, I was just playing how I was playing, and I started getting calls from coaches and schools and D1 programs, and that's when I was like, oh, okay, it's starting. This is it. And so then I finally decided that I wanted a high academic college. And so that was a choice I came to on my own, because when I was talking to these other schools and like top D1 schools, I was like, hey, what about outside of basketball? Because that's something that really stressed me. I've heard the horror stories of people going to college and hating it because they are seen as like a machine for their basketball program. And I did not want to do that. I wanted to be more than just a basketball player. And so I would ask these schools, what's going on? Like, what kind of degrees are your athletes pursuing? Is there anything I wouldn't be allowed to do if I came on your team? And some of them would be like, oh, you wouldn't be able to do the nursing program. Oh, you wouldn't be able to do this because the track is too hard. You wouldn't be able to do this because the class is interfere with this. And I hated that. Because I was like, well, what if I wanted to do it? I don't want to be limited to what I can do academically, because maybe that's my next path. And how would I know if I didn't even get the chance? So I started looking into the Ivy League. And ever since I was a little girl, I was like, y'all seen Legally Blonde. And y'all saw Elle Woods' admission video. She got in. And I was like, oh, that looks easy. Like, I could go to Harvard. When I mentioned to my mom, I was like, Mom, how do I get these Ivy League schools to recruit me? How do I go find them? What's going on? And she was like, I'll figure it out. So we ended up going to camp one summer. And I got to camp. I played as hard as I could. And I got in front of coaches. And that's when I started getting recruited. So after I got one, I started to get the others, because that's just kind of how it works. It was great because I met Coach Kathy, and then they started seeing me. And that's when I knew. Because after I talked to these Ivy League schools, by the end, my top three were like Harvard, Princeton, and Columbia.
Wow.
And when I was talking to these schools, they made my future sound so beautiful, and it matched my vision for how I saw myself. That's when I knew I only wanted to go Ivy League. So I cut my recruiting down, like the end of, like, no. Middle of my junior year, I cut my recruiting down to only Ivy League.
Wow.
Because I knew, I was like, that's where I want to go. I want to go Ivy League. Ivy League rules are a bit different, but they have a different level of, they just have a different standard they hold their athletes to, and you get to do more things. So Ivy League has summers off, which is one thing I thought was amazing, because they said a lot of their athletes intern over the summer, or they go have jobs, or they go do something with alumni. And it's been amazing, personally, from experiencing two of those summers.
Talking about she's shy. I ain't never heard no shy person I want to do this. This is what, I mean, at an early age, saying these things, but you shy. No, you ain't shy.
I said I was a little shy. I was a little shy
I want to go Ivy League, but, this is where I'm going. For you to be a young person to make your mind up at that age, that tells you that, you know, that's part of you being you, that makes, you know, makes up you.
Well Gabby, I want to take a shift real quick, because one, first of all, AJ and I just got to say this, we're super proud of you. I just think the mere fact that You have done so much in your short time,
yes,
that some people haven't done in their entire lifespan. But you have such a humbleness about yourself. Even how you answering the questions, you're like, you know I wanted high academics. I'm looking like, Harvard ain't high academics. Harvard is the standard. I mean,
right?
Right. I'm like, that is the standard. And the mere fact, like you said, the Ivy League schools are different. There's a reason why they're different. There's a reason why the Ivy League conference there's not very many schools in it because all of them are different. Is it eight? I believe it's eight, right? Eight schools. So yeah. So we just want to tell you we're proud that you are there and doing your thing.
Yes.
But I want to jump into your career. I mean, you're doing things also outside of basketball. Talk to us a little bit about Graffiti by Gabby and your art and what's that all about.
Graffiti by Gabby is my baby. That is my company. It's what I do when I am not in school or I am not at practice. I draw and I paint a lot. Graffiti by Gabby was a brainchild I created during COVID. I was really bored. And if you know me, I was the only child. So my mom told me that if you're bored, that's because you're not being creative enough. And so I'm always creating something. And I just happened to create a whole company, which sounds really crazy. But I really was just playing around, painting on some shoes. And then I started painting on shoes for friends. And then it started to get to the point where I was doing a lot. And I was like, oh, like, let's make an Instagram page. Then I made the Instagram page. And I started to kind of blow up a little more. Then I did shoes for Nikki Collin when she was working for the Atlanta Dream. And next thing you know, my jump was on ESPN. And I was doing things for professional athletes and big companies. And I absolutely love what I do. I love making art and I love creating things for other people, especially custom shoes, getting to design something that represents what other people were thinking about. Because people will come to me and they'll be like, yeah, I want something nice and sparkly. I'm like, okay, let's dive deep into nice and sparkly. What is nice and sparkly?
Right.
And they'll just start giving me little things. And I love when I put it together and they're like, oh, yes, this is what I was thinking about. This is what I was thinking of. I think it's really great because sometimes you just get to show other people's personalities by just hanging on a shoe or a candle.
Yes.
What is your mom's name?
Celia Anderson.
We got to just give a shout out to your mom because it's like every moment you needed her to impact you in a different kind of way, your mom like, I got you. I mean, I'm just like, Your story with your mom, really.
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It should be a book someday because it's so intertwined. I mean, everything you've said
somebody
this morning.
Write a book.
She has
to. Somebody tell her. I've been trying to tell her. She needs to write a parenting book because I think my mom went above and beyond. And she did some crazy things that people just wouldn't think of.
I got a title for it if y'all want it. It's called Raising Gabby Anderson. That's the title of the book because she did an amazing job. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know that you and your mom are representing so many single parent female families right now, and it's a little girl that gonna hear our story and say, damn, it is possible for me to go to Harvard. Gabby went to Harvard. So
on top of that, you know what they're gonna say, AG? They're gonna look at Gabby and say, and she looked like me.
And she looked like me.
She looked like me. You know, she got the braids in her hair. You know, she's down to earth. They're going to say, gosh, that's me. But I want to also transition into this because you got the store, which, by the way, how can people get in contact for Graffitis by Gabby? What's the website?
You can go to my website, graffitibygabby.com, or you can contact me on Instagram at graffitibygabby.
Okay.
Love it, love it, love it. And we're going to make sure that we get that out there for you as well. And I want to throw this out too, just so people know, Gabby is doing some amazing things with her company. She's designed children's backpacks. She has also had a display at Walmart. And of course, she talks about her sneaker designs like they're not big, but Gabby has done some major sneaker designs out there. AG, I was telling you about this humbleness, but she's killing the game.
Yeah.
And speaking of killing the game, NIL deals, are you participating in those? And if so, with who?
Most definitely. I've been participating in NIL since I graduated high school because I saw the money sign from way far away, and I have been so excited. I signed with WME right after my senior season, and that has been wonderful. They brought me plenty of deals. My NIL actually coincides with my artwork, so sometimes I'll do like fun things where I get to customize something and things of that nature. So I've done some really fun ones. I just finished one with Cash App not too long ago. It's been different brands, different things of that nature. I'm about to do something really cool with Soul Pack. Shout that one out. So okay. I'm really excited about okay. that. You'll see it coming.
Yeah. Shout out to Soul Pack. Absolutely. Absolutely. But they are friends of the podcast. Absolutely. Shout out to them.
Hey, I want to ask you this, though. Where did the idea come from? Because I kind of read up on it a little bit, but it said it came from your own situation. The kids back to school accessories. How did that come?
School supply
line. Yeah, school supply line. How did that come about?
So my school supply line was actually a great collaboration between me and my mother. This was actually something I really wanted to do, not just for myself, but also for her, because she has always wanted to do school supply line. Because as a Black mother, she would be looking for school supplies for me when I was a kid. And she never found anything representative of the African-American community that was tailored towards youth. I mean, the backpacks, like, maybe you'll get a character from Disney, maybe a Tiana. If not that, you are stuck with characters that are hypersexualized. They do not have any sorts of innocence. And so she just asked me one day, like, can you create something that could go on school supply line? And that's what I did. And when I was really thinking about it, I was like, what do I want this to say? What is the message I'm portraying to kids? Which is where we came up with Brilliant, Authentic, and Black. Because those are three things I felt that I have always had to be in every space I've been in. Because sometimes I'll be in spaces where one of those things is not accepted. So you can be authentic, you can be Black, but brilliant, girl, you're not that smart. Mm. Or sometimes I'll be in a space and I'll be authentic and brilliant and people will question my Blackness. And I've always found that sticking to those three and always being myself has let me level up in those spaces. Mm. So even though somebody might be hating and thinking I'm not one of those three, I'm always those three. And I think it really inspires children to continue to be themselves and stay authentic. So that way they can go any place they want to be. As you said earlier, kids will look at me and be like, she looks like me, right. I can do that too. And that's how I want them to feel.
So these backpacks, I'm looking at them right now. So you did the artwork on them, right? I mean,
I designed everything.
So I mean, people can buy these this backpack. I mean, this school supply pack from your website. I mean, with the photos on here, you did all the artwork on there and everything.
Yep, there's a boy version and a girl version.
Wow, these are very nice.
Hey, Cordell is texting me about you right now.
tell him what she said. Oh man, I heard you ain't got number three shots in you, and that's it.
That's right. I'm about to text him now. Say, man, she giving me the scoop on you. Gabby, we actually have I have another question for you. Then my man AG gonna hit you with the final question. But I want to say this first. I want to say that we both are extremely proud of you. I mean, everything that you're doing, and I heard something you said in answering AG's question, the fact that you know your worth and your value. I think that's so important for our listeners to hear, no matter what age you are, because we all can go through periods of self-doubt. And if you don't know your worth, your self-doubt will destroy you, because people don't recognize this. Outside of God, you talk more to you than anybody else. Don't nobody else talk more to you than you talk to yourself. Mm-hmm. So I love the fact that you know that you're brilliant, authentic, and Black, and nobody can knock you off that square. So big ups to you for that. My question, though, in with that is, how do you keep the focus? Because you got so many aspects of your life. I mean, you got basketball, you're an entrepreneur, you got NIL deals, and then you really just Gabby too. I mean, you're Gabby, you know, you're going to eat Thanksgiving dinner, you're going to do the normal things. How do you maintain that focus and keep things where they need to be?
I think it's more about where I want to go in life. I think that's how I keep the main thing. I understand that basketball is my train ticket to wherever I want to go. It opens up so many opportunities and so many doors. And I also have a passion in art, and I use that passion alongside with basketball to really take me anywhere I want to go. I know one day I want to own a nonprofit that funds underfunded art programs in low-represented communities. One day I want to have a multi-billion dollar company instead of a small business. One day I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine as like top 100 women entrepreneurs out there. And I think those are the things I see in my future. And I understand that the focus I have right now and being able to do all these things, but also maintaining myself, because if you're not enjoying the process, then you're not really here having fun. And what's the point once you get there if you didn't enjoy it way up? So I think that's what really kept me focused. I mean, sometimes I get tired because I'm doing school and then I got to go to practice. But at the end of the day, I love it.
Well, we're going to speak it for you. We're going to say you're going to be on that Forbes list. You're going to be, what? You know, the top 30 under 30, the top 40 under 40, the top 50 under 50. I'm inspired by you. I see your dreams, your hope, your passion. And I'm so grateful that you have figured this thing out. Because one of the aspects that happened in my life, when I hurt myself, I didn't have what you had. I didn't know how to get it back. Your mother, your family, the people around you has put such an energy in you.
Yeah.
It's contagious.
Yeah.
So salute to you.
Yeah.
And my man gonna hit you with a final question. But thank you for being a part of our show today. Hit her with it, AG.
Before I get to the final question, there's a lot that about you that we haven't even touched on. I just had to read up on one of these interviews that you did. And
if you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
And she designs shoes. Oh, she does art. She does school supply packs. She does the art on the packs. I mean, but peep this. They say, listen to this, young black girls. Her company has expanded into other genres, including commission paintings, web content, a product line. Most recently, she was commissioned by Walmart to paint portraits of 5 business owners in the beauty industry. These paintings were then used to build an end cap that was displayed in over 1,500 stores. She also has an original web series, Soul to Soul, where she designs shoes for others around a passion, then shares it with the world. Brilliant, Authentic, and Black is her product line that features her original art. I think everything I've done has led to this moment. To be able to create the art that makes a difference was always the goal. Yo, I already got your nickname. You is Gabrielle G Baby Anderson.
Funny thing, Shell actually made me that.
You're G Baby.
Boss Baby was my nickname.
I mean, not only have you done NFL cleats, my calls, Nike's DIY, IKEA campaign with several NBA stars. I mean, you have probably completed most of your dreams, like, I mean, just in the half of your life, and you ain't even 25 years old. So with everything you've done up to this point, I just can imagine what is the doors is going to open up for you, for, like you said, to have that Fortune 500 company. What is the next chapter in Gabby G Baby Anderson's hoop dream?
The next chapter in my hoop dream definitely starts in a week when I get back on the court, because I think the beginning of my college career, that was something completely different. I think we're starting over, we're opening a new page, because a lot of people have expectations, but I have my own expectations, and I got goals to meet that I didn't get to meet already. So that is step one, having a good season and really making a breakthrough in college, because that is something I've always wanted to do. And then after that, I have big plans for my company. I want to expand my company, especially throughout college. I plan to use my resources all around me. I go to Harvard, for God's sakes. There's plenty of resources out here that I'm going to use to build up my company and continue to inspire my community.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.